everybody, to the show Demalgamation Nation. It is today's March 30th, 2021. This is episode 154 of the show. As always, you can find the show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at AM Nation Pod. Make sure you hit that follow button on YouTube. Search Amalgamation Nation and hit that sub button on podcast platforms. You can listen to us such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more. For all your AM Nation Undead Rebel merch, it's teesprings.com/stores/AM Nation-Undead Rebel. You can also find it down below in the podcast description and also on twitch.tv/Undead Rebel. It's down in his description as well. We usually are there Tuesdays and Thursday night streaming with David at twitch.tv/Undead Rebel, where you can follow him and give him a sub as well. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free sub a month, so give it to Undead Rebel. Coming up, content wise besides just our normal shows, we also have Godzilla versus King Kong review coming up, which is gonna be pretty sweet, including some of the other movies as well. We're gonna talk about all that. That's gonna be dope. That's April 7th as of right now. We did have Mortal Kombat scheduled for April 21st, but it got delayed till April 23rd, so we can't review the movie before it even comes out, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be pushed back a week, I assumed, so that's where we're at right now on top of all our normal shows. As always, I'm the anime watching booze, cruising Olivia Munn's liking John Cena's following hosts with the Moses himself, Ryan Green Machine Ebner, and joining us this evening from North Carolina, Brendan B.K. Kennerly. B.K., how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Happy birthday to the Ravens. 25 years young as a franchise. Two Super Bowls. It's not bad. It's okay out of 25 years, honestly. There should have been more. It's a little disappointing. But I'll take two. And fun fact, the only teams to have made it to the playoffs just as much as the Ravens, if not slightly more, the Steelers. So rivalry there. So team the Patriots, and then P2 team the Packers. That's it. And the Ravens, 25 years of existence. So
no Bears, huh? It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame.
It wasn't a dig at you.
I know. He started saying happy birthday, and I was like, it's not my birthday yet. And then he said the Ravens. I was like, oh, all right. Never mind. It's cool. That's all right. Also, joining the crew this evening, Petey Tahiti Argus. Pete, how are you? And I think you also brought some stats from last week that we wanted to get from you.
Absolutely. To the first part, no, I'm doing well. Doing well. I mean, it was a beautiful day in Cleveland today, which, you know, is very rare. So it was nice that it wasn't, you know cloudy and whatnot.
That's why the Browns went to Baltimore. I get it now. I get the weather. It was, that's why Modell left. The weather.
No, we're not going to get into that. No. This is an MLB prediction. So, all right, we're not getting into that. We're not getting sidetracked. But we are going to get minor sidetracked here. So I do have some stats because I mean, everyone probably already did listen to our March Madness preview show. I did say that most of the upsets I contradicted myself multiple times probably about the game times and who was going to win and how their upsets were going to happen. But so we're going to recap Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So the first and second round, we're going to recap. We're not doing Sweet 16. We're not doing Elite 8. That's like when the big boys are playing. We don't really have to worry about that. So, first round. All right. So, the first upset of the day was the biggest upset so far here in the tournament. Oral Roberts against Ohio State. Guess what? 3 o'clock tip for that game. Okay. All right. Next big upset. Oregon State against Tennessee. Yes, Tennessee was struggling, but Oregon State was a 12 seed that just barely got in by winning their conference tournament. Guess what? Tip time? 4:30. All right. And then, so the next upset, I mean, if we want to do 8-9, whatever. Okay, Wisconsin beat UNC. It was at 7 o'clock. Who cares? It's 8-9. It's the same thing. Same team. Who cares?
That's 7 o'clock at night. That's
not even counting. It's like not even an upset. It's a 9-8, whatever.
No. Well, it's like, look, that's already too late for the early bird special. Like, for people to say, like, I mean, it's a night game. If old people have eaten, night game.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So next game we have was North Texas beating Purdue. That was a 7:25 tip. So that kind of was an outlier because, you know, that was normal time probably for a basketball game for both teams. Whatever. But then we get nuts here. We got Rutgers beating Clemson. Okay? That was an upset. 9:20. Okay? So 9:20 tip. A little bit late for the young guys right there. All right? And then we had 9:40 tip. Syracuse against San Diego State. 9:40. Pretty late game. How many games do you think Syracuse and San Diego State have played in 9:40 Eastern time? You got to think. Not much.
Not very many.
Boom. All right. So, Saturday. Here we go. Not many upsets during the day. This was not really the big upset day. But the first upset, 7:10. Maryland beat UConn. Whatever. Okay. But the big upset today is my Ohio Bobcats beating Virginia, the defending champs, at 7:15. It had to be an upset. I mean, there has to be one, you know, during the first. Absolutely. Right. And then we got to look at it. There is a theme to this. 9:40 tip, UCLA against BYU. UCLA beats BYU, 11-6. And then we have the second biggest probably upset of the tournament, at least from the first round's perspective, Abilene Christian over Texas, 9:50 tip. Okay, here we go. So we're going to Sunday. This is where the Illini, of course, disappoint us. First tip of the game, we got 12:10 on a Sunday. Okay, and we already talked about this. We're facing Sister Jean right after, like, Mass. So, like, are you serious? Like, Sister Jean is probably flying high with the Lord, and we're playing them at 12:10. Clearly, Illinois had no chance in that game. So, whatever. And then the other upset of the day was 5:15, Syracuse, West Virginia. You think about it, for Syracuse, West Virginia, how many games are they playing at 5:15? Like, that's just a weird time slot, if you think about it. I mean, how many games are they playing, even if it's Saturday, Sunday, weird time. It's like that in-between time. The players are probably messed up when it comes to dinner. Like, you don't know. So Syracuse beats West Virginia. And then we have the nightcap of Oregon State against Oklahoma State, 9:40 tip. Guess what? Upset, Beavers win. And then here we go. We wrap up here on Monday. Oregon beating Iowa. David's Ducks beating the crap out of the Hawkeyes. 12:10 tip again. So we got back-to-back days, 12:10 tip. And this is a Monday, too. Like, so this is weird. So it's a weird Monday. You got Oregon beating Iowa. Then the rest of the games are chalk, except for at the end of the night, you have USC stomping on Kansas. And guess what? 9:40 tip. So there we go. So if we learn anything from this early, but more likely than not, the late slot is where the upset comes.
Wow. The 9:40 tip is death for the higher seed, as in like one through eight.
Absolutely.
Wow, 9:40.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. We just have to remember that going into next year.
Absolutely.
And then place all the bets and then make all the money.
Absolutely.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah. There it is. Love it. Spoken like a true rookie in the gambling scene. I love it, BK. Proud of you.
Absolutely.
I'm proud of you.
$1
Well, Pete, thank you for that. I know you got put on the spot last week by BK, and you had to prepare yourself. So there was the little bit of NCAA talk here before we move into our MLB predictions. Right now, just so everybody's clear, the Final Four right now look like it. Baylor, it's Houston, it's definitely going to be Gonzaga, and then either Michigan or UCLA, which we'll find out later tonight. I just don't believe anybody's beating Gonzaga. I don't think anybody thinks Gonzaga's going to lose, and BK was right. So there it is. There it is. Oh, well. The Lord beat us. That's all right. Okay. What you going to do? Okay. Losing the Lord.
That was rough. But she didn't even have a chance to take the rosary beads off her hands. Like, she came. They were still there. She, like, walked in.
If I were to get the tat, like, you know, or you get the hands with the rosary people get, I definitely would ask for it to be her hands. Sister Jean's hands.
If you got that, I would get her face tattooed on your body. Like, however much money you would want, I would find a way to raise that. I'm going to have to go fund me. Or that's like a Patreon tier.
No, just the hands, baby. Just the hands. Diamond hands, baby. Diamond hands. All right. So this show is going to be our MLB 2021 preview prediction show. We'll go division by division. We'll eventually get ourselves to a World Series champion as well as some of the awards as well. So without further ado, do you guys want to start in the AL or the NL?
Start AL. You know, let's go alphabetical.
Okay. Let's do it. Nice. All right. Let's start with the American League Central, Pete.
Well, I'm going with the Sox here. So I'll lead with the Sox here. I feel like it's a two-team race. No surprise here. I think it's going to be between them and the Twins. I am interested to see what the heck's going to happen at the bottom half. I feel like the Tigers stink, so they'll probably be in fifth. But I don't know what the Tribe's going to do. I don't know what the Indians are going to do, or it's like our Cleveland baseball team. I don't know. Whatever. I'm calling them Indians. Whatever.
They're still Indians this year.
Yeah. So, hey, I just want to be correct. Correct. It's cool.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I don't know. The Indians are in a weird spot because, I don't trust that lineup, but then their pitching staff's, really good. I just don't know how they're going to hit, especially Jose. He's going to have no protection. I know they just picked up Eddie Rosario. Not sure how that's going to go, but I think it's going to be a battle between them and Kansas City because Kansas City, they could just hit. I don't know what their pitching is going to be like, so they'll be third and fourth, but I think I have the Sox taking this division. It does suck with Eloy being hurt. I'm sure Ryan will get more into that, but the team's still stacked. Even if LaRusso's falling asleep at 8:30, I feel like as long as he can get the lineup carded, I feel like this team is just stacked. So I'm going to go White Sox here in the Central.
BK, American League Central, sir.
Yeah, as long as some of the younger guys in the clubhouse introduced LaRusso, maybe to what you had the other weekend, Ryan, cherry bombs there, some ginger bombs. Vegas bomb, great bomb, whatever it may be, just to mix some uppers with the downers of the alcohol to make sure he's awake, then I think he'd be fine. I'm also going to pick the Chicago White Sox to take that division. And Pete, you said that this is going to be a two-dog race. There's going to be the White Sox, and it's going to be the Twins. The Indians do have a great pitching staff, and depending on how Mancini does this year, I think the Indians could trade for him. Pretty much any hitter, if the Indians have a sniffing chance at making the postseason, they'll trade for some hitting. I think that is beyond a doubt gonna happen.
I'm also gonna go with the White Sox here. Also, David not joining us tonight, but he does have his predictions in, so I'll go through those too. But for me, I'm going with the White Sox. I've waited over a decade for this type of team. And I am so, so happy for baseball again. The Sox did a hell of a job with when it comes to building this team and getting these young guys signed and everything they've gone through. They've done a hell of a job. They had a great year last year in a weird COVID year. How does that transition over to 162 games? We're going to see. Going out there and getting Lance Lynn to help beef up this rotation, that's great. Liam Hendricks, I'm a big Alex Colome guy. He was fantastic for us, but Liam Hendricks, I think that's going to be a really good guy in the bullpen for us too. The Eloy thing does suck because you miss his bat. The production from his bat is going to be a huge gap for them to try and find a way to fill that hole, whatever they decide to do. But man, I would sit that man down and tell him you will never play the field again unless it's absolutely needed because you fucking suck. That's what it is. He's just, and that man, shout out to you, Eloy. I love you. I'm wearing an Eloy jersey shirt right now too. He said that he prides himself on his defense. I don't do that because it does, it looks dumb. Don't do that. So that's going to be interesting. Mercedes and Andrew Vaughn made the opening day roster. So we're not going to play with Andrew Vaughn's service time. We're not doing that, which is cool. I'm down with it. Let's get it. Hopefully he has a productive season as well, and maybe can fill that DH spot. That'd be really cool. Nick Madrigal, looking to see, have, you know, a much bigger year from him. That would be great. Tim Anderson continued his hot streak that he's had the last few years. And then obviously Moncada, now fully healthy from COVID. I expect to see better things from him. But the biggest key for the White Sox is going to be the back end of that rotation. Rodon had a great spring, which that's great. But you got to see how that transitions to the regular season. Not a big fan of Carlos Rodon, but I would love to be proven wrong. And Dylan Cease as well. Just pitch well. Just pitch well in that fourth spot. It's probably where he'll be positioned at. And, yeah, White Sox, like you guys said, it's a two-team race. Twins, they're still good. So it will be between those two teams. But fuck Minnesota, baby. Let's go. White Sox. I'm excited. I'm ready to go. AL East, BK.
I didn't pick the Orioles for obvious reasons. Picking the yeah, by picking the New York Yankees, they're still stacked. They have a great pitching staff. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year, I think, because Gerrit Cole was one of the pitchers outed with that whole substance on baseballs. I don't know what to exactly call it. He was one of the big names in there. I mean, there were other ones, too. Oral Dylan Bundy, amongst many other names. So it'll be interesting to see how he's going to do that, because MLB just sent out a memo, maybe in late last week or just the other day, about they're going to start monitoring that a little bit more, substance put on the baseball. So we'll see if that actually amounts to anything. So it'll be interesting. But the Yankees are going to run away with this. I don't think the Rays or Jays are going to have enough firepower to really to contend with the Rays for the division title. But yeah, the Rays and Jays will be in the mix for the wild card for sure. Absolutely. And what the Orioles are just looking for, just like my fancy baseball team name, embrace the suck. That's okay. This is a year to see what we got, to develop the young guys, make mistakes now. That's okay. Try new things. Get better. Really work on that swing. Get work on the stance. Get your glove down. Let's work. Focus on the fundamentals. Let's learn how to bunt the ball. Let's do all that good stuff. And also, and the one like bright spot for like the Orioles is Trey Mancini, who was, in my opinion, he was an all-star snub in 2019. Kind of got screwed there. He had colon cancer last year. Didn't play at all. He's coming back this year. He's in the starting lineup, hoping for big things for him. And honestly, I mean, I would love for him to stay as an Oriole, but I just don't know if that's in the cards for him, just because he's on the wrong side of 20 now. And so by the time the Orioles are getting good, he's going to kind of be at that point of his career where he's not on the upswing of it anymore. So that's why I mentioned earlier the Indians, if they're looking for depth hitting, they could definitely look Trey Mancini's way. He's definitely going to be one of the names to look out for on the trade block when it comes around. And the young guys, so like Adley Rutschman, how does he play? I want to see Ryan Mountcastle, how does he play? There's going to be a lot of things, so just embrace the suck for the Orioles. It's okay. He's got to accept it.
To Frank's point, the Angels announcer did say the Sox on paper are the best team in the AL. We will get to that when we get to the American League pennant. But you could be right. You might be right. Pete, your prediction here for the AL East.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to, you know, create something. You know, like last year, I mean, I liked the Rays a lot. I don't like what they did this offseason. I mean, when they got rid of Blake Snell, I feel like that was big for them. So don't like that. No, I'm going to go Yankees. This lineup is nasty. I mean, there is not an easy spot within that lineup. They might set records this year with the amount of runs that they're going to score. I'm worried. I mean, I'll talk about this probably later when we go to, like World Series and, you know, pennant. Chase there and who I'm going to pick in the pennant. But I am worried with the Yankees when it comes to after Cole. There's kind of a drop-off there. What are you going to get from Kluber? Especially, you know, clean-shaven Kluber. Who knows? I mean, could throw something off. You know, he doesn't look the same. He looks weird. So I don't know. in all seriousness, the Yankees, I don't know. I mean, the Yankees have – They're very much like the Dodgers, where they have a really good farm system. If they need a starter at you know, the deadline, they make the move for the starter. Because I think they still are a starter away from really kind of contending when it comes to World Series. But this division, they're going to probably take it. Blue Jays are fun. They're up and coming. It's going to be cool to see their young guys, especially them bringing in Springer, see what they can add there for the Blue Jays. Red Sox, no idea what the heck they're doing, really. And then, yeah, I mean, VK already talked about those. So, yeah, I feel like the Rays are the only really kind of team that's kind of close to there. But it's – I mean, that was just one hell of a run they had last year. I just don't think it's going to – the stars are not going to align like they did last year for the Rays.
I'll also go to the Yankees. Yeah, at everyone's point, the Yankees are damn good. That team – The lineup 1-9 is just disgusting. I don't see. I would love to see the Blue Jays win the division. That'd be so cool with that young team. But like, I just don't see it. I don't think they're ready. They got injuries as well, just to start the season. So I don't see that. The Yankees are really, really good. To Pete's point, though, what happens after Cole is going to be really interesting for the Yankees, because you're going to need pitching production to go out there and win a World Series at the end of the day, like you do. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I'll go Yankees as well. David also went Yankees as well. So it's clean sweep there. And he went Sox. So we have clean sweep in the Central. Will we have a clean sweep in the West? I'll start the West. I'm going to go with the Astros. I kind of wanted to go Angels, but I just think the Astros are still just a damn good team. I mean, they cheat, but like, it's cool. Like, they're still a really, really good baseball team. What we get out of Carlos Correa, who's been sliding a little bit in drafts. You know, Altuve hoping for a rebound as well. I know Bregman's banged up, but once he's good to go, I do like this team. And how does Verlander come back as well is going to be a big, big thing for the Astros. But I'm going to go with the Astros win this division. BK.
I'm going with the Astros as well. I'm worried about the Angels staying healthy, you know, especially Shohei Ohtani, who they seem like they kind of put a lot of eggs in that basket. Mm-hmm. He could stay healthy. So, like, is how often is he going to be pitching? How often is he going to be even hitting? How's Rendon going to do? I'm still worried about them. I'm still taking the Astros. And like I said, they might have found another way to cheat, honestly. Like, who knows? There could have been – they got caught. Doesn't mean they're going to stop trying a new way to cheat. Like, there could be some new way that we don't even know, and that's why they bounce back. I don't know.
Pete.
Well, I'm going to go in another direction. I'm not going to go with the cheaters to win this division. I'm going to go with the Angels. It's mostly because – for the love of God, get Mike Trout in the postseason. So I'm really just going with that, as well as Joe Madden. And, of course, Quintana. I mean, obviously, big offseason addition. Sarcastic as hell, obviously, with that comment.
Chicago but, pride,
no,
baby.
I just feel, I just feel like I like their lineup. I like the Angels lineup. I mean, you got Rendon, Trout. I mean, 3-4. That's pretty nasty. And I do like Ohtani, as long as, yeah, obviously he stays healthy. Obviously that's a huge thing for them. I'm worried about pitching when it comes to them too as well, but I just don't think this division's very good. The Rangers, I mean, they're in rebuild mode. Mariners, honestly, they're probably about the same. The A's, I don't know how the A's win games. They really, I don't understand it. Like, they have no one on the roster, and it's Moneyball. Billy Bean just wins games. So I would be worried about them. But I don't know. I'm worried about the Astros too. With Verlander coming back, Greinke, like, I don't know. I'm not sold on it. And I'm just like, well, if there's got to be a weird thing that, you know, might come out of this, let's go Angels. Let's go Mike Trout. Let's do it. Get him a division title. Let's do it.
Very nice. Francis, thank you, Pete. Fuck the Astros. Yeah. Yeah, really be like that. Really, really do be like that. Let's go. Oh, David went Angels as well. So Pete and David are Angels. And David, I just want to point out, BK said you can't back out of this just because you wanted to be different. This is your pick. So you have until exactly. Opening day now. So hopefully you listen to the episode, because otherwise you're locked in. You're locked in for being you're stuck. Don't want to hear it later. All right. let's do the wild card. Pete, who are your AL wild cards?
AL wild cards, I got Twins, because I think they're going to be fighting with the White Sox for the division, so I think the Twins get that, so I think they're going to be the higher one. And then I'm going to go Rays, just because I don't know. Kevin Cash, just figure it out. They still have good pitching, so they still have a dominant bullpen. I'll go Rays.
All right, let's see. BK.
I'm also picking the Rays and Twins, like, because I think the Twins will be jockeying a lot there with the White Sox. And then the Rays, they still have that. Chris Archer's back with them again. Ryan Yarbrough, Michael Wacha, Bichel. So they have a very experienced, I guess you say, veteran laden, actually, you know, starting five right now. And they're going to bring up some guy, if not two, who are just going to be studs. It's just what the Rays do. I mean, they literally just grow pitchers just, like, out there, like, just behind the center field wall. They just pick them up and they just drop them in, and they just got, you know, a mid-90s fastball with movement. It's just – it's incredible. It's just absolutely incredible. It's just – I'm jealous.
Yeah, 100%. That team knows how to produce pitching. David and myself went with the Twins. Like everybody said, they will be going back and forth with the White Sox, I think, all season long. They're still a really good team. So I think they pick up one of the wild card spots. And then we also went with the Blue Jays because I want to see the young, fun Blue Jays get into the playoffs and get some experience. Big, bad, baby Vlad, baby. Let's do it. Let's do MVP, BK.
Went with Michael, should have gone to ECU, Trout.
Hmm.
Actually did commit, so, like, I mean, it wasn't his fault. He just got drafted really high.
Oh. All right. I was like, I don't know the connection. I didn't know. Pete, are you also going Mike Trout?
Yeah, I mean, but, I mean, BK, to your point, I mean, it's not like it ruined his career. But no, I'll go with Mike Trout. I mean, hey, Mike Trout's, I mean, it's boring. I don't care. I mean, he's a stud. I'm going to go Mike Trout.
David goes Vlad Guerrero Jr., baby Vlad, and I'll go Gleyber Torres. I think of a star-studded, stacked lineup of the Yankees, I think he shines the brightest this season. So I will go with Gleyber Torres, former Cub. There you go.
Yep.
There it is. Cy Young Award. Listen, phone it in at the homer pick. I'm taking Lucas Giolito, baby. Let's do it. I'm really looking forward to what he does in another 162. Stay healthy. But the biggest thing for Giolito is no James McCann. And I know I talked about this a lot last season on Natty Nights with Josh, where, like, when we would be discussing what's going to happen with James McCann, what does the Sox do with James McCann? And my biggest thing was, like, I understand you paid Yasmani all this money, and yes, a starting pitcher, you know, when you want to be an ace, you should be able to kind of throw to anybody, but, like, everybody has their guy. You know what I mean? And that was his guy. And he didn't look as comfortable with Yasmani. Maybe that'll be better now with that little COVID year under his belt. So that's going to be something to pay attention to. But I think if he gets that locked in, I think Giolito's going to have another great year. Pete, your Cy Young prediction.
I mean, to your point there, Ryan, I mean, that's why I was so tempted to pick Giolito. Because I feel like he's going to have a ton of wins. I'm just worried. I was worried with having kind of a cold start. And, you know, almost a segue to me picking Gerrit Cole to win the Cy Young. I'll go Cole. He's going to rack up a ton of wins. He's going to have a ton of strikeouts. So I'm going to go with him. But, I mean, I am a little bit worried about him being part of the offseason where, you know, was he doing – I mean, when he was doing this, I mean, what's he going to actually be here this year? But, I mean, he's just got electric stuff. So I'll go Gerrit Cole.
BK?
I'm picking Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians. So there's that. That's for you, Molly Holly Argus there. Indians are just another organization that's just the same like the Rays. Just like I don't know where they get the guys. It's just it's just incredible. What's worrisome for him is just like the lineup. He won't rack up the wins like Gerrit Cole, but he's going to have the whip. He's going to have the ERA. So I'm not worried about that. But, and like I said, maybe they'll trade for some hitting, give him some more run support, and he'll get some more dubs under his belt.
100%. Frank Lewis Robert for MVP. I'm down, man. I throw some money on it. See what happens. Got robbed. Let's get it going. Also, David went Gerrit Cole for Cy Young as well. So Pete and David a little bit on the same wavelength thus far through this. So we'll see if that stays on the same page as we move on to the National League. for the NL Central, I'll start. David went Cardinals, which just not even a Cub fan. That hurt, buddy. Pete, who do you think wins the Central?
Well, I'm going to start with a rant. You know, because my God, for the offer that the Cubs just gave supposedly Anthony Rizzo of a 5-year extension of $70 million, the ultimate slap in the face. All right, so let's look here at first base contracts. Brandon Belt is making $14.5 million this year, okay? Do you think Anthony Rizzo is better than Brandon Belt? I think we all can agree on that one. Jesus Christ. Eric Hosmer is making $18 million.
He's better than Eric Hosmer.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? Like, the dude has won a World Series. Like, he is your captain. He is your guy. Like, there's a reason why you shipped out everyone else. You got rid of you. You know, we still haven't signed Chris, haven't signed Hobby. You know, Ricketts, why are you crying poor? Just sign Rizzo. Figure it out. Jesus Christ. I mean, the guy is awesome. He's awesome in the locker room. Great player. Like, he's your team leader, and you can't figure it out. With all that being said, Cubs are winning the division. Let's go. I like this team. I like this team. I don't know what it is. It's a good mojo of David Ross, I think, this year. I think Jock Peterson's going to be an upgrade here over Kyle. I love Kyle, but my God, he had a terrible last season. I think Jock's going to be really good this year. I think Chris being healthy is going to be key for them as well. And also, I just think this division's trash. I don't think there's that many good teams. I mean, the Pirates are terrible. I mean, God. I think the Pirates are going to be really bad. Cardinals, Brewers, I mean, the Reds really regressed over the offseason. I mean, they couldn't even hit at the end of last season, and then they got worse, and then they get rid of Bauer. I mean, they didn't get rid of Bauer. Bauer got paid. And then the Brewers, Cardinals, I don't know. I'm not sure about Arenado. Like, is Arenado a guy? I don't know. He's also not going to be in Colorado. So I'm going to go with the Cubs to win the division. And I don't care. It's a homer pick, but whatever. Rizzo's going to be pissed, and the Cubs are going to win the division.
Ooh, BK.
I'm going to pick the best hitter in baseball, Christian Yelich and his team, the Brew Crew there. I think people forgot because he got injured the other year. I think he's going to have a bounce back. Lorenzo Cain is still on that. And they have a really good bullpen with Devin Williams and Hader. So hopefully they can keep tearing it up. They'll be able to close out games. I do agree with P2, you know, about the Cardinals. And is Arenado the guy? It's going to be interesting. And it was weird. I remember when we were doing this last year, we were actually saying that the NL Central might have been one of the best divisions in baseball. We thought, like, oh, wow. Like, how many of these teams? Like, we were just impressed top to bottom. And it just seems like it's so crazy that they just took such a drastic step back this year. And I think part of that is just the Cubs here kind of going into, you know, retooling / rebuilding mode, admittedly. And that's kind of what you have to do when the window's starting to close. Like, you have one last shot, and then you have to – you don't sit in the middle. You don't be mediocre. You're either going to be great or you're going to suck. So that's, right. it was smart for them to kind of do that. But I do agree. They should bring Rizzo back if you want to have that, you know, kind of talisman, you know, leading your organization going forward. And every organization, I think, needs that compared to the Orioles here. Like, when the Orioles had the, you know, 14-year long stint of sucking, they still had Cal Ripken for a decent bit of it. You need to have those cornerstones of the organization that don't go somewhere sometimes. So, you know, those guys that already have a ring, so they don't necessarily want to go anywhere. They want to stay. They want to stay in the same house and all that stuff.
100%. I think the Cubs, that's one of the biggest things. You got to get the deal done with Rizzo. Like you guys said, that's the cornerstone of the franchise. Put a C on his chest. Yeah, I mean, like, dude's an absolute stud. Every time, I think I've said this to you so many times, Pete, like, that is the Canerico of that clubhouse.
For sure.
Like, yep. 110%. And I think you gotta respect that, and you got to pay him. No doubt. The Cubs gotta get that done. My central pick is the Brew Crew. I'm going to go with the Brewers. I think that it's a big thing is, like what BK said, I mean, Yelich, oh my God, it was an awful year last year. He got hurt. And that is a guy that the year before, and even prior to that, absolutely has raked it. So I think, you know, he needs, if he has a bounce back year, the bullpen's really good. They've got some solid pitching. I think the Brewers can find their way out of this and win this division. The biggest thing to me, though, and because to Pete's point and the rest of the, how bad this division is, it's not really going to surprise me unless it's the Pirates. Like, that's the only thing that would surprise me if they won the division. The rest of this is kind of a crapshoot. You know, I do remember that very much last year before baseball got started. Like, wow. I mean, they're gonna almost put almost the whole division in there. This is so they're so good, blah blah blah, and then they're god awful. The entire division was awful, and it's probably gonna be much of the same this year. I couldn't pick the Cardinals to do it. Nope, it's against my religion. Can't do that. And it's the religion of hating St. Louis, baby. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't happening. But to the point of Nolan Arenado, yeah, I mean, I was a guy at one point before Moncada got moved to third. I was really hoping the Sox would just trade the farm and go get Nolan Arenado because I liked him. But I don't know how this is going to work. Like, to the point that he's not in Colorado anymore, like, what does that change? That's going to be interesting. It's going to be really, really interesting. We kind of saw it with Paul Goldschmidt, right? He leaves Arizona, gets to St. Louis, and it wasn't the biggest of impact that you saw production wise when he was in Arizona. He's also getting older too, but we will see what happens there. So we've got two Brewers, a Cardinal, and a Cubs. There we go. It's starting to get a little variety here. Let's get to the NL East, BK.
So I guess I'm the black sheep here. I'm picking the New York Mets. The offseason ownership change really injected a lot of money into this team. And, I mean, they threw a lot of money at Francisco Lindor earlier today. over the 10-year, 325, I believe he turned down. He wanted 12-year, 385, something like that. I'm sure they'll get a deal done to keep him there for the long term. Just getting Carlos Carrasco, you got Stroman, Taijuan Walker, Dylan Betances now to help the back end of that bullpen as well. And you touched upon it earlier, you know, James McCann is now there. He's a New York Met. I like this team. We'll see if they can come together fully in an offseason here. And with all the kind of upper level management issues going on, to talk about the sexual harassment issues, we'll see what kind of happens with that. Because, you know, unfortunately, sometimes this stuff gets kind of swept under the rug when we get to, you know, July, honestly. And I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but, you know, we'll see. You know, good baseball fixes a lot of cracks in the wall and dents in the armor. It really does.
Pete?
So I'm going to go with the Braves to win this division. I feel like this division, I mean, top to bottom, it might be the best division. There I think is. In baseball.
I was wondering like, which I one think of us it would say be. It and could curse the division, and you started it, so there we go.
Yep, curse it. Boom. Might be the best division in baseball. Yes, to VK's point, the Mets made a ton of moves. Does Nats still have a few dudes? Still got Juan Soto, who somehow I think is like only like 23. That makes no sense. Yeah, whatever age he is. It doesn't make any sense. He's... Yeah,
like
it's...
Like Manny, like Miguel Tejada, excuse me. I only said Manny. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. So, I mean, they're still going to be good. I mean, the Phillies still have Harper. I mean, they're going to be able to make some moves. And then the Marlins, surprisingly, they, you know, crapped out the Cubs last year in the postseason for whatever the postseason was last year. So the Marlins aren't even that terrible, and they're only going to get better. So I think this division's really good. But I'm going to go with the Braves. Braves, I just think they have so much talent on that team. I mean, Acuña, Freeman, I mean, that's just – you got Albies. I mean, that's just a very good team. I am a little bit worried about the pitching, but, like, I think they're going to grab another starter. That's another team, kind of like the Yankees, July deadline. They'll make a deal. Maybe it'll be the Cubs, my division team, and they're going to suck and they'll trade everyone. Who knows? But – I mean, I think the Braves will make a move, and I'm just going with Acuña. I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, Ryan's probably loving that I'm saying that. But, no, I'm going to go Braves here. Mostly, I can't trust the Mets. Every time I think about the Mets, I'm like, God, you know, I'm going to pick the Mets this year. You know what they do? They just suck. So, you know what? I'm not doing it. Not doing it. I'm not giving them credit. Not going to win the division, even though they got Frankie Lindor, who I think is going to be a big piece for them. And my God, for him to turn down that offer, holy crap, is that a lot of money that he turned down? But I'm going to go Braves.
I think the biggest thing for the Mets is going to be where are they at when Syndergaard's ready to come back? Because if they're playing well and they get Syndergaard back, like that, watch out. For me, it's going to be the Braves, though. Pete said, yeah, I'm a big fan of Ronald Acuña Jr. So I'm really excited about that. I think this is a team last year that I thought could win the NL. And boy, they got close. Damn, they got close, which would have been cool. But I really like this Braves team. So to Pete's point that, yeah, I mean, the pitching, that's going to be a little bit tough. I think that they're going to be in a position where they're going to have to make a deal at some point to get some type of rotation depth or something to help this team. But otherwise, it's a good mix. It is. It's a really good mix of young guys and good veteran presence as well, like Freddie Freeman. So I'm excited for the Braves. I think the Braves win this division. Let's move on to the West. BK.
Well, going chalk again. I think I picked the Dodgers last year, and I'm going to pick them again. They simply got better. They're going to be the best team in baseball through 162. They might have the most wins that's in a regular season ever. Wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked at all. It's not fair, honestly, but this is what we have. So, yay, baseball.
Baseball is great. I love that there's no Sally Cat. This is great. Pete, your prediction for the West.
I mean, yeah, it's Dodgers. I mean, the perfect example is, I mean, we had our fantasy baseball draft, you know, this past weekend. And, like, all of us, like, I mean, you think about it. I'm pretty sure all Dodgers 5 starting pitchers got drafted.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so, like, that's insane. So that shows you how stacked they are. I mean, they got Trevor Bauer. Like, they didn't need Trevor Bauer, and they got Trevor Bauer. So, I mean, that's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, you got Kershaw that might go game 3 or game 4 if you're looking at a postseason series.
Wow.
That's crazy to think about. Yeah, the Padres, you know, obviously have gotten better. You know, they might have been the team that won the offseason with the moves that they made. So they're going to compete with them. I think the Padres, they're in any other division, they might win the division. You know, you could argue that. Maybe Yankees aside. But no, Giants, I mean, I don't know. Who knows what the Giants are going to be. Rockies are probably going to stink. And then Diamondbacks, nah. So Dodgers are going to have a lot of wins. BK's point, they could set the record. This team is loaded.
Trevor Story could be traded here. I mean, like, because his contract's up at the end of next year.
Oh, God.
Trevor Story, honestly, could be on the block here. He could be one of those, you know, those deadlines here to really help a team make a push at the end of the year and just not be fair, essentially. But, I mean, I imagine the Rockies would get a King's ransom for him.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah, the Dodgers, yeah, it's easy pick. I mean, there's no doubt. They got better, and they were the best team anyway, so... Dodgers are going to do it again. Then the wild cards. I went Padres because, to everybody's point, Padres are pretty damn good. They just unfortunately have to play against the Dodgers in their division. But they're pretty good, so I'm going to go Padres. And I'm going to go Cardinals. Something about them. I don't know what it is. It's probably because I don't like them. But I think they'll get in as a wild card spot. Would really prefer it to come out of the East instead. Whether it be the Mets, the Phillies, the Marlins, I don't care. But I just have a funny feeling it's going to be the Cardinals. Pete?
Man, St. Louis Ryan picking the Cardinals as a wild card team. Who would have thunk it? I think for my wild card teams, I got the Padres and the Mets. I mean, Padres are, like I said, are going to be loaded. I do like the Mets too, just not as much as I like the Braves. So no, I think those are the two wild card teams.
BK,
see, this is where I have the Padres. I agree with everything. You know, the Padres, depending whatever division of baseball they were in, if they were outside of the Yankees one, they probably would win. Honestly, but this is where I'm going to deviate. I'm a little down on the Braves this year because of the aforementioned pitching. I'm picking the Phillies, the Bryce Harpers, who I'm okay with them because he's no longer a National. So, hey, go Bryce Harper. Go be awesome and successful and do great things. And especially against the Nationals. That's great. Huh. Also, I like the JT Realmuto. I can't say his last name.
Realmuto.
I really like the offseason addition there. They have decent enough pitching. I think the hitting's really there, too. And they got the veteran leadership with Harper and Kutch. I feel really good about them.
All right, BK going with the Phillies. David went with the Braves and Dodgers. I forgot to mention that, but he did. And he also went the Padres and the Mets. Again, following Pete. Pete, Edie, and David. I don't know if they're talking after the shows, before the shows. I don't know what's going on here. But must be a Cub thing. He also then starts this off with, I'll go his MVP first, Fernando Tatis Jr., cover of MLB The Show, baby. Could he win the MVP as well? Making baseball fun again. BK.
So I haven't filled this one in because I've been going back and forth on the juniors, on Acuna Jr. and Tatis Jr. I think Mookie Betts is a great player, and obviously he's going to be in the conversation as well. I just really like watching Acuna Jr. and Tatis Jr., and I've been going back and forth. And so just, I guess, so I can give some love to the Braves fan base here, I'll go Acuna Jr., who'll win the MVP. He'll edge out Tatis Jr.
All right, Pete.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I will take Mookie Betts, one of the top two players in baseball. I'll take Mookie Betts. Pretty boring MVP picks. You went with Mike Trout and Mookie Betts. So, yeah, both pretty boring. Yeah. But, I mean, Mookie Betts, I mean, him at the top of that lineup, you talk about protection, that he has in that lineup. The amount of runs that he might score this year, I mean, he's probably going to set Dodgers records. He's just a great baseball player. God, is he good, Mookie Betts. And, man, BK's got to love that the Red Sox just let him get away. He has got to love that. So, no, I'm going. so I'm going Mookie Betts here.
I'll go my boy Ronald Acuna Jr. The all-blue Braves jersey will be ordered soon. I love me some Acuna Jr., baby. I love him, bro. I think he's going to have a great year. I was super high on him last year during the COVID year, and I remember I think I said he was going to break the hit streak record. Oops. That didn't happen. He got hurt, right away, too. And then, I think the first month or so, he's batting, 180. I was like, oh, shit. And the only thing, I would try to forget about it, but David loved to bring it up. So that was a bad one. That'll go down as Pete, do you remember the year that Dan said Andrew Luck was going to throw 6,000 yards?
My God, that was so epic when he said that. Yes.
We were doing I think it was one of the first times. It might have been one of the first times we ever did it. And we were doing bold predictions, and I think he just wanted to get real bold. And he's like, Andrew Luck, 6,000 yards. And we're like, holy shit, that's a lot of yards. So it's up there now, the Ronald Acuna thing. Oops. But yeah, I think he's going to bounce back here. I'm high on the Braves this year. Tomahawk chalk, baby, let's go. Cy Young Award winners. David goes Jacob DeGrom from the Mets. Pete, who do you take?
Before I get to that, just real quick, for Andrew Luck, he would have averaged 375 a game. That was an average. So, my God, Dan, was that out there?
It would be easier 17 game season now, though.
So yeah, it would be BK.
Maybe past Dan was looking to the future when he was making that prediction.
No shot. Dan was thinking about the future. No shot. But no, Cy Young winner. I think this is my Cy Young winner I had last year, so I'm just going to keep it going. I'm going to go Walker Buehler. I'm just going to say he's going to do it this year. I'm going Walker Buehler. You know what? Dodgers, just take everything. Whatever. Who cares?
Frank's got Marcus Stroman from the Mets over there. BK, who do you have?
I have Blake Snell. Maybe it's some recency bias from that World Series, but he was absolutely shutting down the Dodgers, and then the Rays just pulled him. I mean, the Dodgers were frightened, peeing in their pants. And he's going to a great team. He's going to have even more protection in his Padres lineup than he did in the Rays lineup. And then, he's got you in front of him, too. So, I really like Blake Snell, what he brings. I think he can sneak one out here.
This rotation, is probably the second best rotation in baseball. It just trails the Dodgers. I think it's going to be so good this year, the Padres. I'm going to go with Yu Darvish. He didn't beat out Trevor Bauer last year, understandably so. But I think this year, Yu Darvish out there in San Diego gets it done, wins the Cy Young Award, and I think it'll be pretty cool. I don't know. I'm all in on it. I'm down. I'm down for you. I'm down for you, man. Let's get it done.
down for you. That sounds like a 90s like R&B boy band like hit song. Like
down for you. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
We're just like playing at the camera.
Down for you. Yeah.
Doing that, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's going on the Patreon. Let's do the AL NL champ. Let's start with the AL champs. BK, who do you have?
You said AL champs.
Yeah, let's do AL champs. Yeah,
yeah. My answer is the New York Yankees. As much as I don't want to say that, I think it's going to be them again. Unfortunately, unless you're a Yankees fan listening, I guess you're happy.
Fuck you then, if you are.
Good for you. Must be nice to have good things. Hey, but yeah, you know, the Knicks normally suck, so take that. And Rangers haven't won anything in a while, so also take that, Yankees fan. If you like other sports, probably not.
Yeah, and your football teams suck.
Yeah, Danny Dimes.
You guys fucking blow.
Nice. No, they beat the Yankees. Like they got better. Once again, one of the other power lineups of the league. They probably actually have the premier power lineup in terms of just like hitting freaking dingers. So they could set the team home run record. Wouldn't be shocked. Wouldn't be shocked.
A man after BK's heart. Frank says AL champs the O's. That is, baby.
That's why I like Frank. That's why, and also because Frank talks soccer with me. So you know,
there it is. Oh yeah, sorry everybody. There's no pitch tonight. Sorry everybody.
It was the interval, so it was like international stuff. So like,
yeah. It was all right. Yeah. Then. Good. Pete, who is your AL pick?
It's definitely not those. Sorry, BK. That was definitely not those. You know, maybe in like 3 years. So I'm going AL champs. I am going to go with Ryan's Chicago White Sox. That's who I'm going with. I feel like it's the most complete team in the AL. I'm worried about the Yankees. I said this when I talked about the Yankees winning their division. I'm worried about after Cole. Because if Cole stinks, like, in a playoff game, I'm worried about what's going to happen afterwards. I'm not sure, like, if Kluber can hold up. It's... I don't know. A lot of question marks, I think, with that rotation. I think the White Sox make a move here at the deadline, and I think they add a starter. And I think Eloy could possibly be a little bit of a Kyle Schwarber, bring him at the end of the year, do something, and say, hey, Eloy, don't even bring a glove. Might as well just burn it because you're not going to use it. All right, so that's what they're going to do maybe with Eloy. So I got the White Sox coming out of the AL.
David went with the Yankees as well. So we've got two Yankees and a White Sox. Frank says, I love to hear from a Cub fan. Say it again.
hey, back off, man. It's a one-time only. Listen to the podcast again.
Yeah, if you listen to it, there you go. You can hear it again.
There you go.
I'm going to go with the Chicago White Sox, man. This is like, I'm filled with a lot of emotions when it comes to this team. And I think that from everything they've done and how they've built this team, this is it. Like, this is where you do it. And if you can beat the Yankees, like the stacked Yankees, I will tell you what. I will go ape shit crazy for this team to win the pennant. I really think they have a complete team. They showed it again last year. The biggest thing for me last season was I was so nervous on what was going to happen with Tim Anderson because he had that great 2019. I'm like, can he really continue it into 2020? And he did, and the glove's gotten better too, which is great. Jose Abreu coming off an MVP year, that's huge for this team. Andrew Vaughn, I think, will be able to fit in right behind him, and that's going to be great. The Eloy thing, yeah, man, if we can get Eloy late in the season, get him some postseason magic hitting that ball, that is going to be fantastic. And Luis Robert, El Pantera, what is going to happen? with Mr. Luis Roberts. I think, you know, I didn't talk about him earlier, but he could be an absolute stud as well. So let's go White Sox here to win the AL. Let's go do it. NL champs, BK.
This is where I go the upset. This is where I get bold. This is in the same vein of my Portland Trail Blazers pick. Let's go Padres!
Dame time, baby.
Let's go Padres! With the upset. Make America awesome! Like, everybody would be cheering for them over the Dodgers. Let's just be real. Everybody would be cheering for them. So, let's go Padres. Set up the old-timey matchup of the Padres and the Yankees. Back in the 90s when Kevin Brown was pitching for the Padres at the old Petco Park when the walls were still moved way far out.
Well, damn. All right. We got a Padre pick. Pete?
Well, I'm sorry to tell BK that, like, it's not based on who you're cheering for and who has more fans. It's based on who's a better baseball team. So the better baseball team's Dodgers. So, yeah, I'm going to go chalk. I don't care. I mean, the Dodgers are stacked. Like, I mean, I just think the Trevor Bauer addition, I think, is just going to be huge for that team. And, I mean, the lineup, Bellinger got so much better. They still have Mookie. I mean, less injuries happen to this team. I'm going to go Dodgers. It's stupid. I hate it. I hate saying it. But no, I'm going to go. I'll go Dodgers. Don't like it.
David also went Dodgers. I'm going to go Braves. I'm going to go Braves. I thought they'd win the NL last year, and boy, they got close. I think this is the year the Braves get it done, and we get ourselves a fun World Series in the Chicago White Sox and the Atlanta Braves. I am ready. I'm also all in for the Padres to do it. It'd just be something different. I mean, if it's not the Dodgers, that'd be just fantastic. Just to be different, that'd be cool. But yeah, I'm going to go the Braves here. So I've got the Sox and the Braves. BK, you've got the Yankees and Padres. Who wins?
Manny Macchiato gets his first World Series ring.
We shed a tear for him.
No, because he didn't do it as an Oriole.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious. Like, bro, just wanted to see where the love went. I just wanted to see.
Yeah, I mean, no, I won't shed a tear, but, like, you know, I'll be happy that he, like, won it. And then, yeah, and it'll just be nice that it wasn't a Dodgers or Yankees team. And you know what? I am picking with my heart a little bit. You know, P2, you know, last year I think all of us picked chalk. And guess what? The Rays surprised everyone and got there. You had, all right, you're the only one who's smart.
So now it's your turn to be the only one.
Yeah, right. I'm the P2 now. You're the PK.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Oh, the Padres win it for PK. Pete, you've got the White Sox and Dodgers. Who wins?
I got the White Sox and Dodgers in this. I said it once they got Bauer. I'm just going to pick the Dodgers to win it all. It's stupid. I don't want it to happen. Trust me, I would rather the Padres win it, rather someone else. But you know what, BK? If the Padres do win it, I will shed a tear for you, Darvish, and Victor Caratini. Okay? I am not going to be sour about that. I will shed it for you. Okay? For you, I will shed it. I think this will go seven between the Dodgers and White Sox.
My heart won't take that, Pete.
Yes, I know. And Ryan, for your sake, I hope, for the love of God, if this goes seven, I hope the White Sox win for you, man. I really do. Because, like, I mean, I think the only people in America that would be cheering for the Dodgers would be, like, the Dodgers, like, family members. Everybody would be cheering for the White Sox if this was the World Series. But I just think it's too much. They got too many weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one there. David had Yankees and Dodgers, the ultimate chalk matchup, and he picked the Dodgers. So there we go. And the thing is, if I loved, like, I don't know, it's because, like, the Yankees and Dodgers, like, that is the matchup. It really is. Like, that's the arguably the best AL team and then easily the best NL team, right? And, like, that would be the matchup, but it would be great for baseball's TV ratings. But it's boring. I don't want to see that.
Yes.
I'd be pissed, you know? Even though it'd be great. I'm sure it'd be great baseball, honestly. It really would. It's just I'd be pissed off. That's those two fucking teams. I've got the Sox and Braves, and at this point, I've come too far, so I can't back down now. I'm going to go with the White Sox to win the World Series. It has been a long time, and that would just be the icing on the cake of 2021 if the White Sox can go out there and win a World Series. But yes, I will tell you, yeah, that game goes, if it goes seven games, and they're against the Dodgers, I am going to be one stressed son of a bitch, and I will have a lot of alcohol flowing through my system to get through that series. So, man, I'll tell you what, I will go find myself a bar somewhere on the south side, and I will be a wreck, I'll tell you that. But yeah, I'm going to go with the White Sox winning the World Series this year. That's a super homer pick, and it is what it is. But I love them, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready. I do. I remember a few years ago, I don't know if you remember, Pete, when Joey picked the Sox and the Rockies to go to the World Series, and like for the first month and a half, like, they were like the two best teams in baseball. We were like, what the fuck is this? And then reality set in, and it didn't happen. But and for a time there, thought Joey was on to something, but he wasn't. So there you have it. That is our MLB predictions. World Series champions for BK, it's the Padres. Pete and David go with the Dodgers, and I will go with the Chicago White Sox. We'll see. We'll probably be super wrong, and David will probably be the only one right, and that's okay. He'll probably be the Yankees and Dodgers. That's all right. So we will see. We do have a voicemail I want to get to as well with their prediction. And hopefully you guys can hear it this time. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if y'all be able to hear it, but I think the listeners will be able to hear it and I can hear it. So let's do it.
And you can just listen. You can give us the cliff notes.
And there you go.
I think Atlanta's going to win the World Series. The Atlanta Braves, you heard it here first. I think they got a good young squad. They got a lot of returning people. Atlanta Braves, 2021 champions. Thank you.
All right, there we go. I knew it was popping up on there, so the listeners actually heard it, and I heard it, but you guys couldn't hear it. But it was the Atlanta Braves. We didn't get a name, so whoever you are with the call, thanks, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Call again. And he picked the Atlanta Braves to win it all. It's pretty good.
It's not a bad choice, honestly. I think they're one of the young, exciting team. Essentially, they have a great lineup. It's just what we touched upon, that pitching staff, is there's no really ace to fall back on.
That's a good point. We got a lot of variety here. As always, if you want to be a part of the show, you can leave a voicemail or text the show at 815-556-9089. You can let us know your thoughts for the sports show, the gaming shows, weebisodes, everything in between, or even just ask a question. Doesn't even have to pertain to the show. You can just ask questions. Yeah, maybe we get back to questions of the show and Ryan wants to think of ideas. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what we get back to. Anything else baseball related before we wrap this up?
Shout out to baseball for staying out of the news again. Like, you know, they've somehow broken the curse and they've managed to keep, you know, they're making their pants and, you know, they're being responsible, good human beings. So, you know, shout out to especially the higher ups in baseball this time for not fucking it up.
There it is. There it is. Well, everybody, as always, you can listen to the show anytime you want on your podcast platforms of choice, such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Both of them are at AM Nation Pod. Search for us on YouTube, search Amalgamation Nation, and hit that sub button. For merch, it's teesprings.com/store/AM Nation-Undead Red Bull. It's also found in the description on the podcast apps, as well as on twitch.tv/Undead Red Bull, which is where you go and you watch us Tuesdays and Thursday nights, as well as David streaming throughout the week. Make sure you give him a follow and a sub. If you have Amazon Prime, you get to give him a free sub each month. So give it to Undead Red Bull. Like I said, if you want to be a part of the show, leave a voicemail or text the show at 815-556-9089. Leave your name too. That'd be cool. Or a nickname. That works too. We're back here on Thursday for the gaming show. Until then, we'll see you next week, everybody. Enjoy the rest of March Madness as it gets ready to come to a close. And as always, be kind to one another. Stay breezy.